shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Yes, for the samples, because seasonal allergies are no joke in the state of Tennessee.
Or Kentucky, where I spend the summers at Hopetown. I spend most of the summer outdoors and could not function without allergy relief.
Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
You just described my exact state in waking up, minus the need for coffee.
I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for years, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can be outside with the kids at camp without my eyes watering like a fountain, and I can speak without feeling like a frog has jumped into my throat.
But at Hopetown, a frog could jump into your boat or your bed, and Claritin can't really help with that.
That's true, but they've got allergies covered. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Hey friends, welcome to the Raising Boys and Girls podcast. I'm Sissy Goff.
And I'm David Thomas.
And I'm Melissa Trevathan.
And we're so glad you joined us for this conversation. Let's dive in. I am so excited we get to keep the conversation going about this amazing new book I've been reading called The Worry-Free Parent. By my dear friend, Sissy Goff, and we have moved from understanding to help, and we're moving from help to hope, and I am all kinds of excited to do a deep dive into the last third of the book, and really into one chapter, one of my favorite chapters in particular, and it's chapter 9. I love the title. The title of that chapter is Admit Failure, No Grace. And I love that within that chapter, you included a quote from one of our all-time favorite authors, Anne Lamott. And we love this quote. I want to read it now. If I were going to begin practicing the presence of God for the first time today, it would help to begin by admitting the three most terrible truths of our existence, that we are so ruined and so loved and in charge of so little. And there is all kinds of truth in that, isn't there?
Isn't that funny? That's how we would start an episode on hope. But there is so much hope in that.
And freedom. So much freedom. One of my other favorite things that you do in this chapter that I was hopeful we could spend a few minutes talking about, you have five hopeful things for every perfectionistic parent to know. And I would argue this is just five hopeful things for every parent to know, whether you bend more toward perfectionism or don't. But in particular, for those of us who do, and we both do as Enneagram 1s, bend toward a lot of perfectionism. And the first great reminder that I think parents know but is incredibly easy to forget is that one of the definitions of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And how often we sit with parents who are stuck in those patterns. Their kids become reactive. They match their reactivity. They want desperately to become the calmest person in the room, as we talk about, and yet become the most elevated person in the room. It's so easy to match their intensity. We talked in the last episode about how all of our amygdalas can get on board. And so I think it's important to start with just that acknowledgement, and would even want to ask that in the form of a question. You know, think right now in whatever season of parenting you're in, where's a place where you feel like you might be stuck? You have been doing some of the same things over and over, and it's time for a reset. It's time for a new way of operating as a family. And our hope would be that as we even talk through some of these ideas, more of an answer to that question is going to start coming to you. So
love that.
We talk about one or the other hopeful things you mentioned?
Yes. Well, and I did specifically think about, well, I think anxious parents in general, which if you're listening to this podcast episode, you're likely anxious. And I don't know how many times we can say that we've never heard parents as down on themselves as we heard recently. And I've never seen parents try as hard. And I think one of my favorite things to do is meet with parents who feel anxious, who feel perfectionistic, or who are in that space, because I mean, I think for both of us, we're on your team and we see how hard you're trying. And I think that sense of being really hard on ourselves is just making things worse. And it's happening so much. I was sitting in Bible study not long ago, and I don't remember what was happening, what my friends in Bible study were saying, but I wrote in the margin of my notes, my Bible study friends are so kind to me, and they help me give myself more grace and make me want to practice more oops than shoot. And I live in a place of shoot when I mess up. I just go there so quickly. I will never forget. I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast, but I'll never forget being in counseling a long time ago and my counselor telling me about this video she had seen. And there was a guy who was a gymnast. You remember this story?
I love
story?
This. Oh. Please tell it.
That he was a gymnast and he was a vault guy. And I put this in the book. And so I did this research on the vault. I didn't know much about the vault, but he was in his, they call it pre-flight. And he was running to jump on the vault and, or to jump on the springboard and go over the vault. And he missed the vault with his hands and hit it with his chest. And he finished his jump and, you know, put his hands in the air. And I think tried to end well. And then he walked over to get back in line and he grabbed a metal folding chair and slammed it over his head. And she looked at me and she said, Sissy, that's what you do to yourself all the time. And I do. I have my whole life. And I don't know if you would say this is true about you, David, but I feel like not only post 50, definitely post 50, but I think post my mom dying, I have somehow learned to be an inch kinder to myself.
Yes.
And I honestly believe I'm less anxious because of
yes.
it. Yes. Have you experienced
100%.
That? 100%. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And even as we were talking in the last episode, which if you haven't heard that, please go back and listen, because we talk about rewiring our brains and the amazing gift of neuroplasticity and how God hardwired us and that our brains are still growing. And one of the things I read talked about replacing critical thoughts with a kinder, gentler thought.
Sissy, I am hearing from a lot of parents that they are struggling to balance their busy to-do list right now.
Tis the season, and it's only going to get worse the closer we get to the holidays. It's times like this I'm so thankful for EveryPlate.
EveryPlate is really the best time-saving tip I give to parents. With EveryPlate, you make fewer trips to the grocery store and you have meals ready in 6 simple steps.
EveryPlate gives you one less thing to worry about in crazy busy seasons.
Not to mention their fall menu looks delicious. We had the country fried pork chops the other night, a true comfort meal. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds comforting. I made the tortelloni chicken sausage bolognese, comforting and quick. It's a 15-minute meal. Talk about saving time.
Oh, that sounds so yummy.
It was. EveryPlate is 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, and it's more affordable than other meal delivery kits, so it saves time and money.
The only thing better than conquering the busy schedule is conquering the budget. Win-win.
Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49RBG.
Go to everyplate.com/podcast and enter code 49RBG.
David, I've been trying really hard to eat healthier this year. I've thought about cutting carbs and sugar and eating more fruits and veggies. But you know what I hadn't thought about?
What's that?
My cookware. Well, that is until I started using Green Pan. Green Pan introduced the world to ceramic nonstick cookware. They are the leaders in creating cookware without harmful toxins.
You know, I hadn't thought about toxins in my cookware until Green Pan 2. Their pans don't emit fumes when cooking, conduct heat evenly, and are super easy to clean up. And they allow you to cook with less oil or butter, making the food you cook healthier.
Exactly. I made fish the other night, and normally I'd use so much oil in the pan because I'm afraid the fish will stick. I used the tiniest amount, and it came out perfect.
I bet it was delicious. I will only cook fish in my Green Pan now.
And what about how cute it is? Green Pan cookware is beautiful, and they have so many colors to choose from.
Green Pan has a 60-day return policy, so you have plenty of time to make sure Green Pan is right for you.
So toss those plastic pans and upgrade your cookware with Green Pan. Head to greenpan.us and use promo code RBG and you'll receive 30% off your entire order, plus free shipping on orders over $99.
That's right, 30% off. Whether you buy one pan or a whole set, that's 30% off. So head to greenpan.us and make sure you use our promo code RBG or they won't know we sent you.
David, did you get your taxes finished? What did you say? What are you eating?
Okay, I am obsessed with these new Chipotle barbecue kettle chips.
Will you share?
I would have, but they are all gone.
Where'd you get them?
Thrive Market.
How much do we love Thrive Market?
I could record an entire podcast about that topic.
You know who else loves Thrive Market? Patches. She loves the surf and turf meaty littles from The Honest Kitchen.
I love that Patches has a surf and turf situation going on.
From pets to kids to grown-ups, everyone can find things they love at Thrive.
Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs.
Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks.
And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. David, how much did you save on your last order?
I saved $32.
I saved over $12.67.
How much did Patches save?
A lot. She's ordering more than I am.
You got me hooked on ordering frozen foods. I got salmon, bacon, and pork this month.
Something else I love is when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
I love that too. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/RBG for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift.
That's thrivemarket.com/RBG. thrivemarket.com/RBG. Something about even the words kinder and gentler, just, I feel like Cece Winans is singing to me. Oh, it's like.
That's always a good way to be thinking.
Yes, it just helps me breathe easier. And I think what I realized doing the research for this book too is that, you know, we talked about how anxiety takes away our warmth and how it often makes us more critical. And the hard thing about being a perfectionist is I really think we believe, and I run into this in counseling all the time, I really think we believe, well, unless I'm being critical of myself, I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to get better. And I can't think of anything I've gotten better at because I've been critical of myself.
Agreed.
I do it snow skiing. I fall once and I'm like, oh, point your toes, put your knees together, you know, and then I fall more and more and more. Whereas when I can replace that mad thought of, wow, you just blew it, Sissy, with, you know what? You're trying as hard as you can. Oops, not shoot. Oops. I'm going to get there. Then I feel so differently in that moment. And so I think when we can practice that, it not only, and I would say this, I mean, I really 100% believe this. If you can talk to yourself in a kinder, gentler voice, you're going to end up talking to your kids in a kinder, gentler voice.
Agree.
I think I give people more grace since I've made that inch of progress.
Agree.
You feel that?
Oh, wholeheartedly. In fact, as you were telling that, can I tell you what came to me?
Please.
Which came out of a conversation with my therapist years ago too. And he was asking me this question, like, tell me some of the first thoughts you wake up with. Like we were unpacking, like, well, it's the very first things I think about when I open my eyes.
Yep.
And we ended up in this conversation about how often I wake up tired and lay in bed and don't get up and start moving throughout my day. And then the longer I lay there, you know, probably know exactly where I'm headed as a Enneagram one, I start beating myself up. And then I end up in the middle of this question, like, what's wrong with you? Mm. Like, what's wrong with you that you can't get up and get going? And I remember him looking at me and saying, wow, wow. You would instinctively move to the question of what's wrong with you, as opposed to a kinder, gentler voice that would say, of course you're tired. Like, think about how many people you've given to this week. Think about what work looked like. Think about, you know, that there was nothing kind or gentle about that question. It was so critical, and it was so, to our conversation last time, all about the negative, nothing about the positive.
Yes.
And what it looked like to our conversation last time, and this, you know, to replace that with a new question, even the question of, I wonder why you're more tired.
Mm.
You know, there's so much compassion in even asking in that way. I wonder what would make it hard to get out of bed.
Mm.
I wonder what this week has looked like different than other weeks. So I love the challenge you give in the book, and we're giving in this conversation of speaking to ourselves first differently, which, as you said wisely, is going to, it's always going to spill over in how we speak to others, kids included.
Yes.
So can I tell you, to that note, another favorite part of the five things that I loved?
You're so kind, yes.
I love that you included that quote from Richard Rohr, which I absolutely love, which is that we grow spiritually much more by doing it wrong than doing it right.
Mm.
Reminds me of how you talk so well around that idea that we know our need for Jesus to the degree that we mess up, that we connect the dots around the fact that we're sinners and we have a need. And I love that you spoke to that. That is within the hope section.
Mm.
That's so great. It's like, I love that you camped out in that space of talking about, we're going to grow by doing it wrong.
Mm.
And isn't that a hopeful reminder?
Such a hopeful reminder.
Yeah. Sissy, I see that simple, modern 40-ounce Trek tumbler you've got there. Have you been drinking your daily water quota?
I have. This tumbler has been a game changer.
I'm so glad. Simple Modern is also helping me meet my daily coffee quota with their Voyager travel mug. It comes in so many great colors.
And it comes in 12, 16, or 20-ounce sizes, just like a coffee shop.
It keeps my coffee warm all morning. No more reheating my coffee on busy days when I can't drink it fast enough.
I love how Simple Modern's products fit so perfectly into our everyday lives. It's like they know just what we need.
They are very in tune to people's needs. It's why they give 10% of their profits to nonprofits that are committed to causes like education, human trafficking, and helping underprivileged communities.
Go to simplemodern.com/RBG. And by sharing your email, you'll get a unique discount code just for you or bundle products and save for back to school.
Visit simplemodern.com/RBG.
We are so excited to have Dreamland Baby as a sponsor for the show. You can visit dreamlandbabyco.com and enter code RBG at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping.
How is Little Wit liking his Dreamland Baby weighted sleep sack?
He absolutely loves it. It really helps him settle down. And he looks so cute and cozy all wrapped up in it.
I bet he does. And I bet it's super comfortable. Their CoverCom technology evenly distributes weight from shoulders to toes. It's exclusive to Dreamland Baby products.
Yes. Their sleep sack is made with 100% soft and natural cotton, Plus, it has a two-way zipper for easy diaper changes. And you know what else I love about the Dreamland Baby Weight Sleep Sack? It's helping Kathleen and Aaron sleep better, too. Just knowing WIT is sleeping so well helps them sleep.
I guess that's almost as good as if they made a Dreamland Baby Weighted Sleep Sack for grown-ups.
Almost as good. But I'm still hoping they do that someday. Go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter code RBG at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. I had an experience I haven't told you about that was so, it made me so grateful recently, where every once in a while, I mean, we're a ministry at Daystar, but we have families come in who aren't believers. And we love it when we do, because our hope is we are giving good, research-driven, helpful information on how to work through a variety of issues. And we are all believers that work here. And I was talking to somebody recently that had come in, and they are really neat and have some amazing kids. They're a family of four, and they have four kids. And they were talking about all the different, their family of six. I said that wrong. But they were talking about all the different characteristics they're working so hard to instill in their kids. And as they were talking, I thought, you're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Mm. And man, the reason I'm so grateful for Jesus is I don't have to try that hard.
Yes.
He is growing those things in me. He is making those changes in me. And it feels like such relief. That's the hope. I mean, that's why I have that sign in my office that Melissa said a million years ago at Hopetown about. He doesn't ask us to try harder. He just makes us new. And I thought, that's it. That's the gospel. And that's what I wish I could tell you about in this moment is, you don't have to try harder. And as a parent, you guys, again, go back to the last episode and listen to the breath prayers. Those are the things that are changing us. We can use a million tools. We can use every coping strategy, and we hope you do. But hope, and the hope that we are anchored to, is what changes us. Makes us less anxious. Makes the kids we love less anxious. And in all the research for the book, one of the things I landed on was about, and we talk about this so much, anxiety really tries to impact us in three different time frames. Anxiety does its best to define our past. So all the things we've done wrong, all the things we're punishing ourselves for, distract us in the present, so we're not even present with the kids we love, and defeat us in the future, and we're not even there yet. And I met with a mom that I think spoke to the truth of that in a way I've never heard anybody speak. And where I think all this freedom and where our hope is found in the midst of the anxious world we live in. And she came in. I hadn't seen her. I'd known her for years, and I hadn't seen her for probably 6 months. And in the span of time where I hadn't seen her, she had lost her husband, four kids. One had moved into a really destructive lifestyle. Another, she had lost a relationship with. And obviously, just in the middle of heartbreak in so many places. And we had this conversation, and she cried through a lot of it. I was choked up through a lot of it, hearing her just talk about what her last few months had been like. And at one point, she looked at me and she said, I've become so convicted through this process that I am borrowing tomorrow's manna. And then I think I must have looked a little puzzled because we weren't talking about manna in that moment. And she said, I was reading through Exodus and the Israelites wandering around in the desert and realized God only gave them manna for today, not tomorrow. In fact, if they tried to store it up, it went bad. It rotted on them. But he gives us manna for today. And she said, I am praying that God would allow me to know his mercies and have his manna for each day so that I can be present to my family, so that I can be present to my own life. How beautiful.
That's stunning.
Borrowing tomorrow's manna. And I think today is where the hope is found. Today and in our future under Christ. not in our trying hard, not even in all the skills, all the things. I don't want to borrow tomorrow's manna.
Amen and amen.
Did you love today's episode? If so, would you mind sharing it with a friend? Send a quick text or email with the link to the show.
Join us next time for another episode where we'll bring you help and hope on your journey of raising boys and girls.